I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, April 18th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So on the weekend, I went to a restaurant that, it's a fancy place, right?
Okay.
And so I had my jacket on, and then I had a coat over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's one of the, it's weird here in Vancouver. It's warm, but it's at night it's not that warm, so you still have to wear a coat.
Oh, God, yeah, you never know
yeah.
what the weather's going to do.
Shoulder season, I saw someone refer to it as online this past
shoulder
week.
Shoulder season.
Yeah, so you don't, you're wearing coats, but, you know, people still wear shorts as well.
Yeah.
So, the lady comes up to me as we're standing there waiting for a table, and she says, you don't have to check in your coat, but if you'd like me to take your coat, I can. Which is kind of weird, because most places you go to nowadays, they say, would you like to check your coat? And they don't give you the option, right? They just say, would you like to check your coat?
Right.
But she was sort of saying, you can keep it at your table, which is, you know, I guess if you're
totally
trying to...
reasonable, too.
Yeah, if you're earning a tip, I don't think they encourage you to do that, right?
Right.
So, I said I kept it anyway, and my excuse was, oh, my stuff's in there, you know, my wallet, my keys.
Oh, your personal.
Yeah. And,
You need a purse.
No, I don't. But it's always weird just before summer, when it is summer, because then I won't have a coat, and I'll have all these bulges, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I walk into the restaurant, and it's in Yale Town, it's fancy, and... Everybody's, not everybody, but people did have their coats, and they were on the backs of their chairs.
Right. Very, yeah, I'm thinking, you're thinking that it's, like, a little tacky, right?
No, not really. I just,
restaurant.
I found it odd that they're accepting of that now, or that it's fine to do that. I mean, I even tip when I check my coat in, and I've been told by people I go to dinner with that I shouldn't. But, you know, I mean,
well,
I just think it's polite.
Well, you're just throwing away money, though.
So. No, I just think it's polite, right? I mean.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess I'm
just
old-fashioned, I suppose.
No, you should. You're right.
Yeah, but anyway.
Because these people, you know, they have a job, too.
Yeah, I mean, the host at the front, I mean, they're not, no one tips them other than the people who check
exactly.
in their coats, right?
True.
So.
No, so that's reasonable.
Yeah, but anyway, that's my anecdote for the week. I guess you finished your first aid course, which we talked about last week?
Oh, yeah, I did. I finished my first aid course. Thank God I made it out alive.
So you can save people's lives.
I can save lives now. And I passed, so that was great. That's really what I was worried about, obviously.
I can't remember, anyway. Did they tell you your score?
Yeah, they tell you right away.
And it's multiple choice, if I recall.
The written test. Is multiple choice. There's 50 questions, and you get an hour and a half. And then the practical is 4 hours. That's the worst part.
Huh. Oh, so, okay, so when I did it, obviously a lower level, because it was just the written test. I think it was 20 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like 40 minutes or something, or half an hour or an hour. I can't
remember.
Right. There was no practical component. I guess the guy who... is the instructor watches you as you're doing all the examples, and then if you're obviously incapable of,
then
he'll say, well, here, maybe work on this, and
right,
and then if you can't, then he says, well, you don't write the test.
Oh yeah, ours was like, well, yeah, if you can't pass the, it depends. I know some people from our group did the practical first and then the written.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something that if you can't pass one, or fail one and then go on to the other. Like, if you fail one, you failed it all.
Were there people that failed the course?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there was, I know of at least one girl from my class that failed for something really small, so that was unfortunate.
And
it's nerves, right?
Yeah,
your
yeah.
Nerves get all messed up.
Huh. But you get your little certificate or card or whatever?
Yeah, I got my certificate, I got my card, and I, you know, and so now when you're a first aid attendant at work, you get like a little, you know, what's it called? A differential,
like
a wage differential.
So you get a little extra on your check.
Little extra, yeah.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that. Not a lot, but...
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing for employ. I mean, it, when I did it, because the employer paid for it, and I guess that's the same thing with you, right? So you took the time off, and
for sure.
Yeah. Well, go and save people then.
Yeah, no, I totally feel like I should be like a paramedic or something now.
Like a lifeguard?
I'm thinking of going into medical. Yeah, right. I almost died after that whole, just that week. I almost had a mental breakdown. I couldn't imagine doing that, going to school for 8 years, doing something even harder than that.
But, I mean, lifeguards go through the same amount of training that you went through.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure lifeguard. Yeah, that's like, that's insane. I wouldn't do that, though, because my hair is at risk, and I just wouldn't. That's not something that I would be interested in. But, yeah, you know, who knows? Push comes to shove. It may be something that I'd have to seriously consider.
Well, if you have beach plans for this summer.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, hey, I've got first aid for the beach, so I should spend a lot of time there. Where do you plan on, do you hang out at the beach much here?
No. Have you seen that picture of Richard Nixon in a suit walking across the beach?
Oh my gosh.
That's me, because I don't relax. Like, I mean, I don't have a problem relaxing, but I just don't, I don't, I find people say, well, we're going to somewhere hot and tropical for vacation. That's not me. I wouldn't go to, that's not vacation.
But why not? I was going to ask you too, like, are you going, you should be going on vacation or something. Like, does that not interest you going away, like somewhere tropical?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. I mean, and I'm not someone that goes on the weekend to the beach there and then lies there, whether they have a book or tan for 4 hours. That's not, I don't, no, I don't, that's not me. I don't.
Yeah. No, not even to just relax. I mean, just to get away.
No, see, you know, about a few weeks ago, I had time to kill because I had somewhere to go. And I ended up near Point Grey by the yacht club there.
Okay.
And so there's the beaches, but you can see the harbor, right?
Yeah.
So I sat on the bench there, looked out. It's beautiful, the mountains, the water. It was about 5 p.m., so it was still light out.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. But, I mean, after 20 minutes, you get bored, and then it's, you know. So that's, I mean, I'll do stuff like that, but I'm I'm not going to take my shoes off and then stick my toes in the sand.
That's just preposterous.
No, it just doesn't. I don't find that relaxing, because then you get a, you know, you take home dust and things like. Well, you have kids, right?
I do hate all that part, but like, you know, bringing home the sand and all that crap. I don't take a liking to that myself either.
No, so my summer plans don't involve that. I don't. You know.
I mean, it's nice to me. It's just nice to get out to the beach with the kids during the summer. Like I said, I don't particularly love the mess of the sand, but it's nice on a nice day just to go and hang out and relax. And I just like the sound of the ocean, and it's just really relaxing for me. My dream is to just, like, I'm still hoping to get away and spend a weekend on a beach by myself without my kids.
But is that the plan for this summer, or is that impossible?
No, that is a plan for this summer. It's been an ongoing plan. It's basically the plan until it happens.
Until summer comes around, and then what's summer going to be like for you?
Oh, we'll see. You know, summer, it's always a toss-up for me, but I'm sure it'll be, at some point, we'll be on the beach.
And I don't like traveling anywhere because it's too hot, and so my summers are usually, like, I'm working usually during the summer.
Right.
And I take my vacations either in the spring, the winter, or the fall. Because I like traveling that time of year. So, to me, the summer is just, it's the summer. I mean, I'll be off this show. You and I aren't going to be working, but, and the interview part, that's not going to be on. So I take that, but I mean, I live my life generally the way.
Right.
In the summer,
well, you know, it's probably different because, like, I mean, I have kids, right? So summer is so, it's so at the forefront.
It's what they want to do, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not even, and it's what they want to do and what keeps them preoccupied so that they are not driving me crazy for the next 2.5 months, right? or however long it is that these little people are out of school now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just constantly trying to keep them busy and doing stuff and, you know, not annoying. So, yeah, I think end of June, that's all I can, I associate that with summer, and I associate it with just getting out of the house.
See, I do take the summer and I do the things that I don't usually do at home, like tidy up my office.
Yeah.
My books and things like that. And I enjoy spending the time doing that at home. Catching up on DVDs as well. Movies.
Oh, yeah, catching up on movies?
Yeah, Netflix and things that I don't have time to do the rest of the year. So that's my summer, and I guess I enjoy that part of it.
Well, that's, you know.
I'd enjoy that than, say, going to the beach and you know, lying
and
there.
Lying there and bringing home sand.
Yeah. I take naps, but you know, other than that, you can take a nap anywhere, right? You take a nap on the bus, or you take a nap in, you know, your room.
Oh, you right? don't want to take a nap on these buses. Not in Vancouver. I don't know which bus. Definitely not the number 8.
I took a bus from Surrey to New West Station. I don't know the number. Maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And it was about, I guess, 7 at night. And I'd had a really long day. And I fell asleep for about 10 minutes, and it was fine.
Oh, you lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm curious to know, why did you take the bus from Surrey to New West? Why not the train?
Oh, where I was, it was sort of the border between Delta and Surrey.
Oh, the
time it took to go from Surrey to New West was really shorter than me going from where I was in Surrey to the closest SkyTrain.
Right.
And
and you made it.
Yeah, and I timed myself because I ended up in downtown after. And it was something like 45 minutes from the bowels of Surrey to New West, and then New West into, like, say, where the Queen Elizabeth Theatre is, Stadium Station.
Not bad, eh?
So, yeah.
That's not bad.
I mean, we complain about transit a lot, but I mean, there is some, you know, if you time everything right, it works out.
Yeah, if you time it right, and if they come on time, it does work out. I mean, last night I went out, actually, I was on Main Street, I went out. I was very pleased with my travel back home. It was really fast. So I got, it was like 11-ish,
mm-hmm.
after 11. And I thought, oh, my God, for sure it's going to take me, like, an hour to get home now. Because, you know, buses are, like, every half hour at that point.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to catch the 25 at 11:08.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately after, you know, it got to, like, almost Kingsway and Victoria. And my number 19 was right behind it. So I didn't have to, like, sit there and wait at night, which I hate doing on Kingsway. And so it was like, boom, bus, boom. I was home within 20 minutes, actually.
Yeah.
So it was great. Again, if you time it. Had I not, it probably would have taken me a good 45 minutes to get home.
The restaurant you went to on Main Street, did you check your code in?
No. They didn't even ask. Actually, it was... Yeah, I went to Chase Lounge on Main Street. Have you been there?
Yeah, I haven't been there for dinner, but I go there for brunch or lunch, maybe.
We went there, it was like
once every couple of months,
birthday thingy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, totally a little off topic, but I just remembered, and it kind of pissed me off now that I think about it. But I went there last night for a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
It was her 40th.
Uh-huh.
And I had ordered a drink. I ordered one drink at first, and that was fine. She asked me if I wanted a single or a double. I said, single. Great. So, a little while later, I ordered another drink, but the girl across from me that I was talking to, she had the same drink. So I asked the waitress what drink that was and what was in it, because I thought there was pomegranates in it, and I can't eat pomegranates. So I asked her, and she told me, and I said, okay, I'll have one of those. So, okay, she brings me the drink. I get my bill at the end of it, and she charged me for that second drink. She charged me for a double, and I didn't ask for a double.
Oh, because your friend had a double.
Well, yeah, that's what she said. I said, "What? I didn't ask for a double." She's like, "Well, you said you wanted what she had."
Mm.
And I'm like, "Well, I didn't know she had a double." I just, you know, in general was saying the drink that she had. You didn't even ask me. And she just kind of was like, oh, well, and walked away, came back, and I was like, okay, so you're not going to take this off the bill. So I just paid for it and left and said I'll probably never go back there again. But, you know, it's those little things that just kind of aggravate me.
Well, you know, I don't mean to take the side of the waitress, but, I mean, you did drink it. And
yeah, I did.
You know, and but it's you know, it's just, yeah, I guess.
It was $3 extra.
Is that how much a double costs now on top of the three, I guess?
Yeah, like the drink itself was $6, and then to make it a double, it became $9. It's not even the cost of it.
Well, it should be $12, and if it's a double.
You would think, right? Well, six, I guess $3 of the drink is like the juice or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't the cost. It's just the point of whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways. I thought I'd bring that up because it just, I reminded myself of that again.
Sounds like an episode of the Broad City Show.
Something like, you know.
Actually, you know, I've never seen that. Have you seen that show?
I love Broad City. It's actually, I've been watching a marathon for, over the weekend, so I'm all, not Broad City'd out, but, definitely I've had my fix.
So what is it? Is it a sketch show or is it like an actual sitcom? Because like, I know
yeah,
friends of mine watch and they tell me about it, but I don't really pay attention.
Yeah, it's basically a sitcom. These two girls that are best friends that live in New York, and it's like their life and, you know, adventures, daily adventures, and it's always hilarious. Reminds me of myself and one of my friends, actually.
So it's like Girls?
Yeah.
Like the Lena Dunham show, right?
But, you know, I don't like that show. I've never watched it, but I don't like it.
It ended last night, and it was actually one of the stronger
ended
seasons.
Forever?
No, they've got one more year next year, but it's one of the stronger seasons, and the finale, the last two episodes, because it was two parts, it was actually quite good, and the acting was impressive, I thought. I don't know, these shows tend to end on a hopeful note rather than a cliffhanger, and then when you come back to the show in I guess next January,
right,
it'll be depressing again, and then it works its way up to the hopefulness.
It works its way back up again to hopefulness.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No. Broad City's been pretty consistent as far as like there's never any real disappointment. That's what I like about this show. It doesn't leave you on like cliffhangers. You know, like each episode is like fulfilling, and it's a story from beginning to end. They very rarely leave you on, like, a cliffhanger, like, oh, my God, what's going to happen next episode? Like, next episode is a whole new day and a whole new experience.
So I don't even have to watch it from
regularly
start?
Regularly?
Yeah.
No. Hmm. No. I mean, I hadn't watched it for weeks, and then I just turned it on, and it's like an old friend, you know? Like, you don't see each other for months or years, and you see each other, and it's like you were just together yesterday. Great. I love it.
So
it's hilarious.
So the other thing in the news recently was a story out of Seattle, Renton, I guess.
Yeah.
And I haven't been following it, but you have. And it has to do with there's an online dating component to this murder.
Yeah. So I've been following it. It's a little creepy, which is why, you know, of course, I have a fascination to that. But yeah, a single mother, 37, she has three daughters, met a guy on an online dating website. They had been dating for about a month, went to a Mariners game with him one night, didn't come back home the next morning, and Saturday evening, her remains were found in a recycling bin in downtown Seattle, not far from the field where the Safeco Field, where they went on their date. She lived in Renton, which is, you know, if you've ever been across the border, Renton is where, you know, just past Bellingham, but still somewhat neighbors to us, which is, you know, makes it kind of close to home. And that's where she was from, and he's also being charged. So he's been charged with first-degree murder now. The guy that she went on the date with, and also with theft of the vehicle, because he took her she used her truck to drive her body parts downtown. Now, they identified her with her head. They found her head and her arm and a leg.
Oh, so they didn't find the complete...
No, there was a report today that they think they've just found more remains of her. Pieces of her body were found, like, in her bathtub. Just disgusting. Disgusting stuff. But, anyways, brings up the whole thing of, like, you know, online dating. And more so just, you know, dating in general, really.
Well, these people met one another online, and they were dating for a month. And then one story we were talking about just before we started taping this was some of these other women have come forward who had gone on dates with him in the past, also through websites,
right?
Various websites, because I guess the guy belonged to more than one, and were saying, "Oh yeah, he was creepy. His eyes were shifty and things like that." But I mean,
crazy eyes.
I mean, those women obviously had suspicions, but they couldn't go to the police and say, "Hey, this guy's a creep. Arrest him." I mean, they couldn't,
no.
Right?
No.
So this is one of those murders that couldn't have been prevented, I guess.
I mean, not without knowing, like, the full details and aspects of their relationship, right? Like,
and what sort of relationship did they have if they were going out for a month?
Exactly. We don't know.
Well, it's probably just weekends because she had kids, right?
I'd assume so. Three kids.
Yeah.
And she was a nurse, so she was probably pretty busy,
yeah.
Right? But, like, I was talking to somebody else about this, and it's like, you know, we don't know what happened. They were at her house. We don't know if this could have been, like, you know, a Jim Gomeshi-type thing,
yeah.
Situation. And maybe things got out of control. I don't know. Like, was his intention to murder her? We don't know. I'm sure I guess we'll find out as this all progresses, but yeah, it's just creepy. It's scary.
So what does this say then? I mean, does this dissuade you for your friend, you telling your friends to go on dating websites of the sort?
Oh, I'm not one to judge others, but I know for myself, it's definitely just, you know, made me acknowledge the fact that I need, you know, we need to always be more cautious. I'm already pretty cautious anyway. I don't really meet people online anyway, but...
I mean, this could have happened to someone. You meet someone,
anybody.
Yeah, meeting
yeah.
someone at the Whole Foods or at the bar
the
or something, right?
Or
yeah.
anyone, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, and especially when you have kids, you just got to be more cautious, you know, about who you're bringing around your children as well. But in general, yeah, I'm just going to be more aware.
And these dating sites, they don't have a feature where you could say, rate
people.
You can't, right?
No. Wouldn't that be amazing, though?
Well, it'd also be, you could use it for...
Could be a little shifty, too.
Yeah, and defame people and
for sure.
Slander.
I could see some lawsuits possibly coming out of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you know? You just got to, like, people got to start using their instincts a little better, right? You know when you get that feeling?
Yeah, that's I read that in the National Post last week. Jane McDougall had that column about how she was assaulted in her house, and her instincts were, it was better, she said, to use her instincts rather than say whatever
right.
other skills one has.
Right.
Especially in a situation of, say, where it could go south, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's your natural instincts come into play, right? And
yeah.
My thought is to always trust them. So I'd say that's, you know, number one, and use common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Was this his first time at her house? Who knows? But I just, you know, feel sorry for her kids and her family, and hopefully he's, you know, punished to the fullest extent of the law. They say he's facing up to 28 years.
That doesn't seem much for dismembering someone,
does
it?
For yeah. dismembering a person and stealing her vehicle and you know, I don't know how they come up with that, and it's still really early to tell. Like,
yeah.
this just happened.
He could be innocent for all we know.
Who knows? I highly doubt it, but I guess. But he has been charged with first-degree murder, so is that now where we can say innocent until proven guilty and...
Well, I watched,
guilty in the court of law.
Well, I watched that show, The Jinx, and the guy dismembered his neighbor, and he got off on that. So,
right.
Dismembering, I guess, doesn't count for much.
It's not really, yeah. That is messed up.
But I do highly recommend you watch The Jinx, and people should watch it. I mean, I love that. It's a hell of a good show. Good show.
Like I said, I kind of tried to start it, but I fell off track. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, so I wasn't sure if it was real or fake or what.
Yeah, it's real. Just looking at, you know, eye contact and the sort, the guy is...
He looks crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, this guy has to be an actor.
Well, there's at least three or four murders in that show, the six parts that uncover that he's...
He's uncovered there in that show alone, right?
He
confesses.
Well, spoiler alert, yeah, he does. But, I mean...
Doesn't everybody know that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I knew that before I watched it.
That's why you watched it.
Yeah. But, you know, that's won awards, and it's a hell of a good film. So, anyways.
I'm going to try watching it again.
I'll talk to you next week.
Something to do over the summer.
Yeah.
So, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, April 18th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.